everybody, how you doing? Hope everybody had a good Christmas and Hanukkah and all that kind of stuff. Welcome back. This is episode 41 of the Libertarian Republican Podcast. I am Chris, and it's the day before New Year's Eve, December 30th. And I want to, you know, first of all, I want to thank you all for listening to me and watching. If you're watching on Rumble, not all of the episodes are on Rumble, the video versions. It takes time to get the video up and everything, and so it's faster to get the audio up. But I'm working on getting more of the video versions up on Rumble. But I've had about 800 downloads in 6 months, which, you know, isn't a lot, but I'm not changing the world here. But, you know, it's either one person listening to all 800, 800 downloads, or it's 800 different people listening to one episode. So, you know, between one and 800 people I've reached, which is kind of exciting. Of course, unless one of those downloads was like a listening party of thousands of people in some football stadium somewhere, which is entirely possible. I'm holding out hope that that was one of the downloads. Maybe two of them, maybe a couple of them, who knows? Thousands of people maybe, but probably closer to one insane person listening to me. But anyway, if I could do one thing with this podcast, I hope I can convince at least one person to lose their faith in the ruling class, in the people in charge, the people at the top, because I really believe that the people at the top are generally either morons who don't know what they're doing, or they're just horribly evil villains. And I'm really kind of after this whole COVID situation, even just the last 6 months, has really convinced me that I'm leaning more toward the latter, that they're evil villains. You know, these people, I really am beginning to believe that it's entirely possible that these people at the top wanted as many people to die as possible. They want you to die. They want me to die. They want as many people as possible to die. Because you know what? The bigger the crisis, the bigger the pretext to increase their power and get more money, right? And I think you have to look at who stands to gain from this COVID crisis being much bigger than it really is. First of all, the media, they want you to tune in because they're clickbait media whores who want you to tune in to find out, are you gonna die tomorrow? You better tune in to find out whether or not you're gonna die tomorrow. So they want to sensationalize this as much as possible so that you'll tune in. And it's worked for some, like CNN. And look at, they did the same thing with Trump with Russiagate. You know, gotta tune in for the latest on Russiagate. How our president is a Russian puppet. You know, they did the same thing. It's clickbait. So there's the media. There is the pharmaceutical industry, the medical industry. Obviously, the more people die, the more people will clamor for a solution, for a vaccine. And you American people are knocking yourselves over to get the latest vaccine, the latest booster shot, the latest test. A lot of money in testing too. There's a lot of money to be made. But if it's not really that big a deal, well, there's not a lot of money to be made. If you're not terrified of COVID, there's no real money to be made then, right? And of course, government, the people who really stand to gain the most from a gigantic crisis is government. Remember, this was an opportunity for government to declare itself essential and declare you not essential, and to basically to accrue more power and more money to themselves. They want more money. They want more power, and COVID has been great for that. They're doing really well. They're loving it. They've got so much power. It's great. They love it. And I think there are also elements of the professional class of people who they don't want to go to work anymore. They just want to sit home and work from home on Zoom. So they want to, you know, make it seem as bad as possible. There's certainly some of that. And those of us who can't work from home, those of us who actually have to go out and actually work, you know, go out and pick things up and carry them around in the real world, we have to, you know, we need to get out there and go to work. And so we don't benefit from any of this, from getting shut down. We can't continue to work. We have to go on welfare. That's what they want for us. So, you know, if you're somebody who actually goes out and works in the real world, they want you to just stay home and go on welfare. And they're gonna pay you, they're gonna pay you with your own money. They're gonna give you welfare, they're gonna give you unemployment, but it's your money that you'll have to pay back later through higher taxes, or your children or your grandchildren will have to pay, or they'll just print up the money, in which case you'll just pay through higher inflation, higher prices for everything. So, you know, the working class, and this is like a guy like Steve Bannon talks about this all the time, about how this really is a war on the working class. You know, these people, they hate you. They hate us. They hate those of us who are in the working class. They view us as nothing, as nobodies. And I know that a lot of this is some of this might be, you know, might sound like a conspiracy theory, but I don't think it's conspiracy theory at all. It's just the recognition that we are, this country and this whole world is really run by people who are absolutely disconnected from the working class, from people who actually work and produce the things, the goods and services that they even need, you know, that the ruling class needs. They're too stupid to realize it. But they need us, you know, they need us to be out there making things and doing things. But they have sort of lost sight of that. And I think there are a lot of people who are just full blown parasites. The people in government, they're parasites. They don't care about you. They just want your money. They just want more power over you. And they want as many people to die as possible from COVID to maximize the pretext for increasing their power and their budgets. And you can call that a conspiracy theory all you want, but I think it's just the recognition that these people have different incentives than you and I. You know, that's why they don't want us to, they don't want you to make yourself healthier. They don't mention vitamin D or vitamin C or zinc. They certainly don't want you to have any kind of treatment that might prevent you from going to the hospital and dying. They don't want you to get any, you know, anything like ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine. They don't want you to even think about it. Don't even mention those medicines, because they want you to go to the hospital and die. They want hospitalizations to be high as possible. They want deaths to be as high as possible, so that this crisis will be as big as possible, so that they'll make more money and they'll get more power. That's what they want. And I think you just have to look at who stands to gain. It's really not that complicated. So that's my, you know, that's my thought on COVID, my closing 2021 closing thoughts on COVID. I've really just sort of completely lost. I didn't have much to begin with. I didn't have much faith to begin with in the ruling class at all. But I'm not one of those anti-vaxxer. You know, I don't believe that the vaccines are poison or we're all gonna die from the vaccines. I just think that the people in charge want this crisis to be as bad as possible, and so. That will maximize the pretext for, they want you to be terrified they want to maximize your terror so that you will run out and get the vaccine, even though you probably don't need the vaccine. I mean, there's a lot of people, I think probably most Americans don't need the vaccine, at least, you know, certainly the young people don't need the vaccine. You know, that's a great thing we can talk about kids, vaccinating kids. Democrats, of course, and the ruling class, they want to vaccinate every child in America. When you look at the numbers, there's really only a few hundred, about less than 1,000 kids under the age of 8, 17, or 18 who have died from COVID. So it's really not any kind of a threat to, you know, statistically, it's not any kind of a threat to kids. And most of those kids were actually, they had some kind of underlying health problems like leukemia or cancer, something like that. And so a sensible, you know, a very sensible, very, very calm, rational approach would be, hey, why don't we just focus on protecting the kids who are at risk? Why don't we focus on vaccinating the kids who have leukemia and have these underlying health problems, or maybe isolating them, doing online classes for them, things like that? Why don't we focus on that? But see, the Democrats don't want to have any kind of a rational, calm, reasonable solution like that. They want to vaccinate all children. You know, we got to vaccinate all kids, every kid. So you're going to, and they, of course, they want to mask every kid. Every kid in America needs to be masked at school. You know, and they're not paying any attention to all the damage that they're doing. They don't care about all the damage that they're doing to millions and millions and millions and millions of kids. They're willing to do all that damage to save these 800 people, instead of just saying, hey, why don't we just focus on those 800 or 1,000 kids who are at risk, and let's focus on them, you know? But you can't have a rational conversation with Democrats about this, because they're crazy people. They are totally government worshipers, like I've said, and they won't question authority. And so if I can just get one person to question authority, to look at these people with skepticism, think, use your head, be skeptical of these people, be skeptical of their motives, be skeptical of the logic they're using, of the arguments they're making, because they're really terrible arguments, and there is no logic, very little logic going on here. So that's it. That's episode 41. So thank you for, once again, thanks all 800 of you, or maybe it's just one of you, or maybe thousands of you, for listening and watching. I don't have all the episodes up on Rumble yet. I'm getting more of the video up on Rumble, the video versions. But I like to listen to podcasts audio only anyway, but I know some people like to watch video. So you get to see this river with the bald eagles flying around. I actually saw a bald eagle during this. There are bald eagles right here. So all right, well, thanks again, and I will talk to you on the next one, and I'll see you in the new year, 2022. All right, bye-bye.